Yeah, so I wanted to take up again the question of Spheres Helmer. So let's start with the simple case. The simple case is a guy forgot one day of Sphere. So how does he proceed? So we say that he can proceed if he counts by Yom, because he's involved in a Sfeik Sfeika that, according to one Shita, counting by Yom is good. According to another Shita, counting by Yom is no good. So that's one Suffolk. Now, if counting by Yom is good, so he didn't even miss the day. If counting by Yom is no good, so then he missed the day. And then, if he missed the day, there's another suffix. Can you miss a day? Is it one mitzvah, where if you miss a day, so then you can't continue? Or is it many mitzvahs? And if it's many, each day is a separate mitzvah. So if there's a separate, if each day is a separate mitzvah, so then if you miss a day, it doesn't matter. So you have a sfeik sfeika l'kula. Okay. Now the shadow, somebody always asks the question, what if you count in the daytime, but after Shkia? Is that still good or is it not good? Okay. In other words, you counted in the day, you forgot last night, counted in the day, but he counted after Shkia. Many times that happens, a guy remembers right after Shkia. Is it too late for him to count? Or if he counts after Shkia, it's still a suffix and he can continue. So what would you say for that? And it's not found in the Mishnah Berurah. We always look for it there. However, it's not, I don't think it's there. Yeah, so what is the answer? Just logically, how would you present the answer in a logical form?
Well, it seems you have a third level of suffix, right? Because it's after Shkia, so it's banish masho. So now it's a question of whether that's considered day or night.
Right. It's another suffix.
Yeah.
So how does that help you resolve the problem? How do you resolve it? It sounds like it's more confusing, but how is it more complicated? But how do you resolve it?
Because the whole basis of Sveik to be Mekel is that at least you're going to be Yotze according to one Shita. But if you have to Shkia, who says you're going to be Yotze? In other words, even if you said on one side that you could be Yotze, that if it's a separate mitzvah each day, but you don't have that to stand on because you don't know you're going to Yotze that day.
You mean, if it's a separate mitzvah each day, so you have no problem?
Correct.
So you have to assume it's not a separate mitzvah each day. That possibility. So according to that possibility, maybe you counted by Yom. Okay, now you have another suffix of banished mushrooms. Correct?
Right.
So how do you define the solution?
You have to be able to be Yotze, at least according to one Shita, and you don't have that to stand on.
Why are you Yotze according to the Shita that holds every day is a separate mitzvah?
Yeah, but if you count it after Shkia, you're into the next day already.
No, but if every day is a separate mitzvah, what do I care?
Rabbi?
Yep.
Maybe you could say it's still a Sfeik Sfeika. Because you'll say, is like, maybe it's each day is a separate mitzvah.
Then there's no problem.
Then there's no problem. And if it's one mitzvah, so now it comes down to, did you do today's mitzvah or did you not do today's mitzvah?
Right.
So that's basically one suffix.
And now what about banish mushrooms?
Well, that's basically going to be a question. That's part of the halacha question. It isn't a halacha question of banish mushrooms. The question, ultimately, the important question is, are you Yotze today's sphere or are you not Yotze today's sphere?
So what do we say?
So we don't know. It's a suffix. because it's you might say the mitzvah is only to do with Balayla, in which case you didn't. Or you might say, no, you could be yotzei it after. It's true there's two ways that you cannot be yotzei, either because, you know, because the mitzvah has to be Balayla, or because it could be Mibayom, but it's Spanish Mashos. But yes. Bottom line is the question, the halachic question is, were you yotzei the mitzvah today? So that's suffix. There's just two reasons why you wouldn't be yotzei, but it's still just one suffix about whether you yotzei today's mitzvah.
Yeah, but isn't it really two sfeikas? Because one suffix is if Bayom is good. And even if I say Bayom is good, maybe it wasn't Bayom because of Danish Mushers. Correct?
Right. But I'm suggesting that the sfeika, the suffix isn't in terms of the underlying mechanism of what's causing you to be yotzei or not. The question is, are you yotzei the mitzvah? Are you yotzei today's mitzvah?
So really, like, aren't sfeikos usually in terms of the mechanisms? Right? Like in Issa V'Hetta, you don't just say I'm a sufik, whether it's usher or mutter. You analyze the mechanisms, each one on its own.
That's correct. And that's what you're doing with the big sfeikos. I mean, that should be a sufik. Yeah, I would say like this. What's the reason for Sfeik Sfeika? So many Rishon says because Rov Sedodim Lahatir. You have most positions, most possibilities will be Matir. So the possibility that it's a separate mitzvah will be Matir. And even if you say it's one mitzvah, so there's a possibility that will be Matir that too. Because maybe you were sofer, correct? But now if that position, the tzad that he counted in the day becomes a sufik, so now you're missing, you have a sufik in that tzad. So it's less than a sfeik figure. Because it's not Rosh Tzadim Lahatir. One tzad, which is Lahatir, is in sufik. So it's less than a sfeik figure. Because in the Sveikseka, you have both Tzedodim are Matir. But over here, there's one of the Tzedodim that's Matir is a Sufik. So it lacks in the din of Rov Tzedodim Matir. Of course, in other words, Sveikseka, we can only say, is Sveikseka is Matir, you can only say what's in a Sveikseka. But if it's not a Sveikseka, it can't be Matir anything less. In other words, it can only be Matir a Sveikseka. If it's less than a Sveikseka, you cannot be Matir, because the Torah was only Matir a Sveikseka. Now, if you're going to tell me there's a suffix in one of the Tzedodim, that's definitely less than a regular Sveikseka. So therefore, you have no halacha that's Matir. You're being Matir in a place where Torah didn't give you Rishus to be Matir. Because you're being Matir in a case which is less than a Sfeik Sfeika. That's right, exactly. Ein Lach Bo'el Chidusha. You can't go beyond.
So you say you don't have to, so you can't do it.
That's what I would say, that you can't do it. I think that's why the Mishnah Berurah does not bring it down. Because if that too is mutter, he would say, va'af im sit b'achar, ben hashmosh achar shkis hachamo, gam ken yatsa. He doesn't have the case. The reason why he doesn't have the case is because he holds that you will not be yotzei.
Rabbi?
Yes.
You still have more than Rov saying that you could do it. Because, you know, it's better than a regular suffix. More than, you know, Rov of the positions are still going to say it's fine. Because it's 50-50 whether it's one mitzvah today or not. That's 50-50. And then even if it's all one mitzvah, you still, maybe you count it during the day. So it's true, it's not like, you know, it's like only 12.5% that you can add. So it's like 62.5% says you can do it again, and 37 says no. You have more than Rove that says you can do it.
No, but That's not the halacha of sfeik sfeik. Halacha of sfeik sfeik is that you have rov tzedodim lahatir. You only count the tzad.
You can't say rov of the possibilities.
That's right. You can't say rov. I have a tzad and a half.
Right. So say a tzad and a half exactly.
You cannot say tzad. I have a tzad and a half.
Have
you? Yep.
Are you saying because of rove? Like, I hear two different things a little bit. And there's one way is because there's this rove, but the other way is just because, like, in the chedusha, like, sveik is the extent of that. There, and now you're getting, like, a lesser tzad lahakel, so you have no basis to be matir.
Correct.
It's not like just the count of rove. It's just...
No, that's right. It's rove tzedodim. He's defining what it is. I think it's the Rashba. He's defining what sfeik sfeik is. And he's saying it's rove tzedodim lahatir. But each tzad has to be a complete tzad. It can't be tzad, it's suffix tzad. That happens very often, by the way. But just when Shkia comes, the guy thinks about it. I wouldn't say very often, but I've seen it happen. Well, if you say you watch, you'll never miss. Or you have some other device.
I know, they make it easy nowadays.
Yeah, nowadays make it easy.
Friday night's the only difficult time, you know?
Why is that?
Because you don't get, like, text message reminders or emails. Like, you have to, like, kind of remember when you come from shul. There's nothing to remind you besides just remember.
Uh-huh. You need a special mazkir for a Shabbos.
That's what a Shabbos alarm is for. It can go off five different times of the day.
What's that?
They've had it for many years, a Shabbos alarm that you can set it to go off five different times of the day and it shuts off after a minute.
Right. It'll go on and it'll go off by itself.
Right.
Right. Okay, let's see what he does over here. Let's get a little bit into what he does.
Okay. So should I retake it from the top, Rabbi?
Yep.
Okay. So it's in Kuf Yud Beis in the Haragadah. So it's Bir Shita Sabahag. Kosvu HaTosvos B'Megillah Chafam Beis. Ubahag kasav dehechi deinshi levarech balayla. If a person forgets to make the bracha at night, yimne lamachar b'li bracha, so it'll count tomorrow without a bracha. B'chein halacha.
Apparently, it seems on the surface that you don't need tmimos because you can count at nighttime or in the daytime also. However, go ahead.
Avalim shachach laila v'yom. Lo yimne od bebracha de bimah tamimah slaka,
and in the daytime, also you can't count with a bracha.
Right. Well, in the daytime he says you count without a bracha, but then he's saying if you miss both, then you can't count at all. No, you can't count with a bracha any day going forward.
In the future.
Future.
But if you got the day, even though the day you can't count with a bracha, but if you happen to get it without a bracha, so that night you can count with a bracha. That night you can count with a bracha. But if you forgot the entire day, then you can't count anymore. Okay. You got without a bracha, yeah, but that's simply, you'll be at the samshita, whatever.
Okay, so the beginning part, which he says, if you forget at night, you could still count during the day, that day, without a bracha, needs explanation. If Laila is a ma'akev, Then why not just count with the bracha during the daytime?
Right.
Right. Okay. And it sounds like that at the end. Shahari kosav dim shachach laila v'yom. Lo yimna ad v'bracha. If you forget night and day, then you can't continue making any bracha.
Right.
In mevor, the v'safar v'yom, but implies if you did count during the day, yachal limnos v'shayam im bracha. So apparently
right.
Now you could count the further days of the bracha. The al-karcha ha'inu taima, the sfiras ha'yom, ha'omer v'yom, sfir ma'yasi. So apparently he holds that the daytime one is good, because you see, you don't lose your counts because when you count in the day.
Right.
So if the daytime counts to maintain your count, then why can't you make a bracha during the day?
Right.
Okay.
In other words, it is an effective count.
Right.
So if it's an effective count, I should say a bracha. And if it's not an effective count, it shouldn't help me.
Right.
It should be just like I didn't count. Okay, powerful question. Powerful question. Okay.
In the Achronim, the Nuk do Kipsak Zel Halacha, so they pass in that way. The Ural, she tells them the Dina Hatim, it's not Dina Seik Seika.
Yeah, that's what we went through.
The Shafik Echad Ula Yotun Decho Asir Bayom Kibahag. Maybe that works. The Shafik Shani Ula Lo Kaimalan Kibahag. Shem Shachach Lisper Yom Echad, the Shavena Sofer. Maybe you don't hold like Kibahag. Yeshom the Chol Yom Yomim, it's a Vahasma. In Kalkain, Mikoach HaKula Shal Shtei HaShitos, Efshar Lismach Al Sfir HaVayom. So if you combine the two Kulas, you could count on the Sfir HaVayom. Below Bracha, Misavik Shitas Reina Dam. You don't make a Bracha because maybe the Mitzah has to be Bedafka HaVayom, like Reina Dam. A Belayla, like Reina Dam. So Limno Silver HaShayamim, but you could rely on the Seik Seika to count further days. The Tiritzah Ola Yafalin in Halacha. And this Tiritz is good, it explains the Halacha. I will aim the nearer me my shmolus de rebahak. Doesn't sound like saying that. Aim the Torah's vav, I will endure sapek, the kazi sarchim. He's not saying a sake sake. That's a whole way to work it out, but he doesn't imply that anything like that is going on.
So they made us, they took his information and they used him to make a sake sake. Yeah, but let me ask you a question. The world has this idea, the chakira is it one mitzvah or is it many mitzvahs? So many mitzvahs I understand. But what does it mean by one mitzvah? It can't be one ma'isa mitzvah because every day is a different ma'isa. So what does it mean that it's one mitzvah? Well, what is the meaning of that? One in what sense?
Count.
You mean the mitzvah is to create to count 49.
Right.
So when I reach 49, that's when I have the kiyum. Correct?
Right.
When I reach 49, that's when I have the kiyum. But before 49, I don't have the kiyum. I just have the ma'isa. It's just like the case of Dal Minim, four Minim with one Kiyum. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Four Minim with one Kiyum. So the one Kiyum is the 49th. One Kiyum is the 49th. So if I miss a day, what does that mean?
You got 49.
You're never going to have 49. So that svara starts emerging already. But if I don't miss a day and I say it by yom, I do have 49.
Well, I guess that depends if the mitzvah by yom works.
Well, according to the Bahag. So according to the Baha'i, we start seeing something. That what? You start seeing that an idea starts emerging. That by Yom is going to take away your count of for you're reaching 49 if you miss Bayom. But if you have Bayom, so it enables you to have a count of 49. But at the same time, it's not a count of what? Of Laila, it's not an account of mitzvah. So it doesn't, it's a little bit, you start seeing there's something going on here.
Right, but if you push it, you still could have some manashach.
Right, still has manashach. But there's another way to say that it's one mitzvah. What's the other way?
You can say that you have to count for those number of days.
You have to count.
The mitzvah is to count this number of days.
Count the number of days. Well, what do you mean?
It's stretched over a large span of time.
It's stretched over a long span of time.
You don't have to have a mitzvah that's isolated in 1 minute or 1 day.
I mean, it's a Maisa mitzvah every night. But what? Because now you see, you definitely see it's a Maisa mitzvah every day.
Yeah, because you've been Baruch every day.
Exactly. So in that score, and in that count, it's definitely separate. Because each one is a separate Maisa mitzvah. Are you saying it's one in what sense? In other words, in the sense that there are chelkei mitzvah. In other words, you have 49 days and you have 49 chalakim. So the mitzvah is only when you have all 49, like the dal minim. The mitzvah is only if you have all dal minim. But if you don't have all dal minim, you don't have the mitzvah. Over here too, there are 49 components, and if you don't have one of the components, it's ma'akev, and therefore you won't have the mitzvah. So it's one in the sense that it has 49 components, you can't miss one component. If you're going to miss one component, you're going to be lacking in chelkei mitzvah. So in that sense, it's one. But the Maisa mitzvah is every day. So that's why you make the bracha every day. But you need all chalakim in order to have a kiyum. Like by Dal Minim. So therefore, you must have all 49. That's another way to construe it. So you have two ways to construe the idea that it's one mitzvah. One way is like Eli said, that it's the mitzvah is, the kiyum mitzvah is only on the 49th. And until you reach the 49th, there's no kiyum at all. It's just a ma'isa mitzvah. Or you could say that not that the kiyum's on the 49th, but that the kiyum is when you have all the chalkei mitzvah together. But if you're missing one of the chalakim, so then you will not have the mitzvah. So there's two possibilities here. Okay? Two possibilities.
But you're saying, Rabbi, I don't think the first way, I don't think I meant that first way, but you're saying that first way is saying that the mitzvah is really the 49th alone?
That's the kiyum.
Counting number 49.
Right.
And the other one is the mitzvah is counting all 49, the unit of all the 49 days together.
Right, and what did you mean?
That is what I meant. I meant the way you're saying now. I didn't mean just the 49th day. Count of 49.
You meant that everyone is a part of the mitzvah.
Right, and the kiyum is when you have all of them together, the whole unit of 49 days.
Right. The second way.
Yeah.
So what about the first way?
Oh, it's a funny way to say the mitzvah is to count number 49. Like, that's, why would that... Then you're saying it's like the other 48 days are like a hechsher, you mean, to be able to create the count number 49?
Right. In other words, the mitzvah is the schum of 49.
And the way you get to the skim of 49 is, yeah, you can't skip any days. You can't just count 49. But they're all just like a hechsher to be able to allow you to do 49.
Right. In other words, you can't get to a skim of 49 if you skip 46. But the mitzvah is really a schum of 49. And it'll take many ma'aseh mitzvah to get to that schum.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to saying they're just like 49 chalakim to the mitzvah.
That's right.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
In what sense does one of the chalakim mitzvah have, according to the second way of looking at it,
yeah,
in what sense is there significance to one of the chalakei mitzvah when it doesn't achieve anything independently? In some ways, the first way is more appealing because if you're going to hold that you need the set, well, then the individual pieces don't have significance until you have the whole of 49.
Right. But if you say what?
But you say the second side, you're saying that there are these chalakei mitzvah, but the chalakei mitzvah really have no value unless you put them together in the whole. So in what sense do they have independent significance?
In what sense do they have independent significance?
Yeah, we're positing in the second idea that there's these chalakei mitzvah, but I mean that just seems to be a term that we're assigning that the individual pieces have more significance than in the first step, right? In the first way, we're saying each before you get to 49, they're really nothing. But in the second way, we're saying, no, there are these significant independent chalakei mitzvah, but you only get the key when you put them together. Well,
right.
In what sense are they significant if you don't put them together?
Well, what would you say about the dalad minim?
Well, that's what's bothering me, is that you use the dalad meaning as a comparison for both ideas.
No, only for the second idea.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay. I don't know if that helps.
Does that help?
I don't know. I'm not seeing the distinction. I see the terms, and I see the formulation, but I don't see a logical distinction between the two ideas. And the first one seems more appealing, meaning if you're going to hold, you really only have accomplished anything when you get to the end. Well, then the individual steps don't really have significance until you get to the full thing. So
right,
by just calling them chalakei mitzvah, how do you get? Why does that make them significant?
It's chalakei mitzvah?
Yeah.
Why is each day significant?
Yeah.
Well, if you're missing one of the components, just like by the dalad minim, you're not going to have a kiyum mitzvah.
Right. Each day is significant as a chalak. The significance of each day is that it's a chalak of the larger whole.
Right. Right.
Right, okay. And in the first side?
In the first side, the only significance of the days before 49 is that they're used as a vehicle to reach 49. But they're really not a mitzvah. They're like a stepladder. You step on it in order to get to the top.
Right. I guess what I'm struggling with is what logical or natural idea would dictate those two possibilities. It just seems arbitrary. We're saying one is chalakei mitzvah and one stairs are chalakei mitzvah and the other one stairs aren't significant until you get to the top.
So what's your question?
I guess I'm struggling to formulate it, but it seems to me I don't see the natural idea. It seems arbitrary whether or not you're giving significance to an individual stair.
Well, it's two different theories.
Okay.
What we're saying is that in this case, you can have two different theories explaining the phenomenon.
Okay. I think I may have to think about it a little bit. Thanks.
Okay. Okay. So let's see. What does he say?
Okay. So further, right?
Yep.
Anir b'zah. Dine b'pshitos. Taimei de b'had. Okay, so the reason why if you miss one day, you can't keep doing the mitzvah. It's all one mitzvah. V'sviras kol yom hi chelek mechelkei ha-mitzvah shel sviras kol mem tes yom. So each day is one chelek. Chiser yom echad. Chiser b'kiyim ha-mitzvah. V'azdol ha-mitzvah. So the kiyim depends upon all the chelekim. And if you're missing one, it's no good.
That's what he holds. He wants to assign that svar to the Bahag. The second one we said.
Right. The pshitas.
And he wants to say that the Baha'i really holds that way. L'maisa. Okay, go ahead.
Achein, however, l'ma'ayin ba'omek l'shona shel Baha'i, nira kavana acheres b'dvarav. You look carefully, it looks like he's saying something else. Ya Baha'i, lo yasar eshitaso mekoach kra, du sefartem lachem, sheva shabasos timimot diyana. Doesn't really quote that pasuk. The mashma deba'inon svira sheva shabasos. Right? Ela mishin deba'inon timimos. Okay, he doesn't say Shevash Vos Tamimos, I guess would emphasize the Chalakim. But rather, he says because you need Tamimos.
Yeah, what does that mean? You need Tamimos. I have no idea what he's referencing with that. Tamimos and what?
I don't know, maybe he means the scum, like what you're saying, like a complete final, 49. Maybe that's that other position.
Well, let's see. Let's see what he says. It's very tenuous. What he said. Go a little further.
I'm shouldn't be into me, Mr. Laka. The Neremizah, the Be'emes, Gamla Bahag, Kol Yom Vayom, Havim Mitzvah Bifnei Asma. Really, each day is its own mitzvah. Ve'im Mitzvah Sphere Shel Yom Echad Me'akev Es Chavero. And each day is not Me'akev each other. The time of the Bahag, the Bishachas Yom Echad Bat Laha Mitzvah, so then why then if you miss one day you're batel? Who din Misuyam be Maise ha Sefira, the Aminyan Shal Mem Tes Yom. The din in the Maise of counting. Chol Chalos ha Maise Sefira, who al Yedei Shemona Kol Yom Vayom Biyomo. The whole Maise action of counting comes about by counting each day and on its day. Through counting yesterday, now you could have the count, today's count. You need to complete in the action of counting. You're missing in the Maisa Sphira. The counting of tomorrow doesn't count because it's a counting with gaps. Misvira sirugim in a svira. Counting with gaps isn't quite counting.
Yeah, do you understand his svara and what it has to do with tamimos? And what does he mean by tamimos in the maisa svira? He's saying the Baha'i really holds that one every day is a separate mitzvah, right?
Right.
Every day is a separate mitzvah. Not if you're missing a day, doesn't matter. But the only problem is that what? That you can't count with that if you're going to miss a day.
But how can you count 15 if you didn't do 14?
That's right. So now what does the tamimos mean?
It seems to mean a series. A complete series.
That already sounds like it's one mitzvah.
That's right. Then you're going to be back back to the idea that it's one mitzvah.
Right.
He doesn't want to say that. He wants to say the Bahag holds that every day is a separate mitzvah. Very funny. And he's not saying my svar either. That the one mitzvah is to count the schum of 49. He's definitely not saying that. He wants to say they're all chelkei mitzvah, but the chelkei mitzvah are not ma'akvos uzu. Like the Rambam says, you can have chelkei mitzvah that are ma'akvos, and you can have chelkei mitzvah that are not ma'akvos. Like loving him ma'akev is a tchilus. Tchilus in ma'akev is a loving. So if that's the case, that they're all completely separate, so then in what sense do you have the oneness of Tamimos? And what does it mean, there's a oneness of Mysosphere? Yeah, the oneness of the Mysosphere, what does that mean?
Could Tamimos mean that you need the whole day, like you have to start at night?
What?
Could Tamimos mean that you have to start, you count during the daytime, it's no good? The mitzvah requires you start at night, if you count the day from the nighttime, or else the day is not Tamimos.
Now it's getting a lot here. Could you try once more?
That if you hold that they're both separate mitzvahs, that the mimos mean that you have to start counting each daytime, you have to start at, and the night beforehand. You can't be yotze the individual day if you only have half a day. You have to start the whole day counting it at night.
So why is it good if I count in the day?
That's not good for that day. That day is not talmud, therefore you're not yotze that day. That just allows you to count the next night. If you do the other night, next night Tumim, then that's fine. But that particular day, it's not going to be Yotze the Mitzvah, because the Mitzvah requires the Mimos. In terms of counting, you're right, counting is good, just as good day or night. But in terms of the Mimos, you have to start at night.
What is this? So I don't understand. If you need the Mimos, so how could it be good in the day?
You need Tamimos for the Kima Mitzvah in terms of the Biyotze Mitzvah make a bracha, but you don't need Tamimos in terms of the Maisa of counting.
On the contrary, he seems to say that the Tamimos emerges from the Maisa sphere. Doesn't he say that?
Oh, well, that's...
Yes, it's a very, very funny story. Right, go further.
Okay. Yisod lezenera mishita shrav sadigan. The maisi hator, zel shana. Rav sadia kasav, shem shachach vecha ben hayamim, yivarech b'yam shacharov. So you can skip one day, you can still keep going. Chutz melay laharishon, shem shachach v'lobirach v'ashlo yivarech od. If you miss the first day, then you can't continue.
You can't.
But any other day is fine.
Fine.
Okay. V'hinei l'mahalech ha'pashir b'dino shal ha'bahag. According to the plain way in the Mahag, I guess was his original way, was that it's the chalkei mitzvah. The sfiras yom echad ma'akev, l'fi shekol mem tes yomim have chada mitzvah. It's all one big mitzvah. What's the difference? If it's really all one mitzvah, shayam nami, even if you miss any day. If each one is own mitzvah, yom rishon nami mitzvah atzma. First day is also mitzvah b'nei atzma. So why should you lose the whole thing because you missed day one?
I mean, he's saying if you hold that the chalakam ha'machim says there, or if they're not Machzen Zezer, correct? Either way is no good. If you hold Machzen Zezer, so why shouldn't you lose it if you miss one of the middle days? And if you're going to say that what? That they're not Machzen Zezer, so what's the first day of Yachzen? Why is the first day any different? So how could Sadi Grain say that if you miss the first day, Then you're finished. But if I miss one of the middle day and one of the rest of the other days, so then there's no problem. Right?
Right.
Ask this question on Rav Sadia. Okay, so what
did
he say?
So this is the basis for what he's previously said. What's missing if you forget one day? Einu chisaron biguf hamitzvah shel kol yom v'yom. It's not lacking in the essence of each day's mitzvah. Ela zehu chisaron b'maisa ha-sefira v'amenyan. The EF shalasos maisa sefira shal yom ha-sheni v'shlishi. You can't count the maisa sefira 2 and 3 b'li ha-kdama shal sefira v'yom ha-kodnim without having the previous days counted. So the fizah, based upon that is then in the maisa, nera dezehu yisod chiluko shal rosadigam ben yom rishon l'shayam. Between the first day and the other day. Dein chiser biyom harishon. Dein kan aschalta shel sfira klal. You never got started with the count. Shuvein yochel lispar biyom hasheni. You can't say day two. Kiven shelo kad malan sfira. You don't have anything before it. V'chaser v'ikar haminyan d'ayamim. You're lacking in the, I guess, the basis of the count of days. Avalim sofar biyom harishon. V'hitzchol b'minyan ha-sfira. V'zeh. If you started on day one, even though you missed subsequent days, your count got started from day one. They're counted on their own automatically because of the first count.
Mm-hmm.
We can count further with the bracha.
Okay. So do you understand what he's saying?
He's saying that a series has to have a commencing point in order to have a series.
That's right. So what does he hold? That each day is a separate unit?
Well, he's saying first that you can't have day two without a day one. So there's no second. A second can't be a commencing point. But if you have a day one, then you can have a day four, even though you missed interim days. You do have a reference point to make it number four.
But he still can hold that each day is a separate mitzvah. I assume that's what he means, because he wants to say that the shita of Rav Sadia Gaon is also like this, is very much partakes of the svara of the shita of the Bahag. Correct?
Right, that each one's a separate mitzvah, and the Maisa Svira has to have a basis. So as long as you start day one, now you could count a later day.
So what does he mean by the Maisa Svira?
I mean, I guess in the Bahag he's saying, it's harder to understand it in Rasadigan, but I think in the Bahag he's saying is, how could you say today is 12? How could your counting goes in order?
Right.
You can't have a number 12 if you didn't have an 11 and then a 10, and right? Just there's no, the action of saying 12 doesn't make any sense unless there's an 11, or you're just saying the number. Counting.
That's right.
You go in order.
Right, but each one's separate. That I understand, because each one is a separate mitzvah, but you can't have your separate mitzvah unless you have the day before.
Right.
You can't count. But I don't understand, what does that have to do with tmimos?
Maybe if we understood how does it work within Rav Sadia Gaon? Because maybe Mimos is somehow saying not Rav Sadia Gaon. How do you have a count if you skip days?
In Rav Sadia Gaon.
Right, maybe he's like excluding Rav Sadia Gaon's position of that's not to Mimos. That's maybe the Bahag doesn't like about him.
Because it's not to Mimos.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it works, but maybe it sounds something like that. Like you have a count where you're basically just jumping around in the middle of your count. So what kind of count is that? Like it's an intermittent count, I guess, but maybe that's what he means. To Mimos, like, you can't count odd number of days, that's not the count. It's to Mimos. The nature of the count is that you're counting a complete count. So each day's count has to be following the previous day.
We haven't defined yet what the Tamimos is. I mean, it has to be something different than a total of 49, doesn't it?
Yes. Because, yeah, that's correct. Because he doesn't hold from that. He holds that each day is a separate chelik, and the chalakim are not maklim.
I mean, what did you say about what Aaron said? That Tamimos means that it has to be, you're counting a day which is 24 hours. So if you count on the afternoon of the next day, you didn't count a Tamimo. That seemed to be plausible, what Tamimos means.
I don't understand that.
Meaning to count 49 days means to count from when the day starts. Each day starts at night.
Okay.
So,
So then you shouldn't be able to count in the day.
Yeah, I thought about that. I thought that maybe that assists in the fact that you weren't medaleg a yom. Somehow that satisfied not being medaleg a yom.
Not clear, not clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I was thinking maybe he means, I think about it for a minute, Alpha, let me just see. Yeah, it's interesting that he brings a raya from Rav Sadia. Rav Sadia is saying something different. I remember hearing him say in Shir that the reason for Rav Sadia going is because if you start the first day, then you mitzur for the tzibur. And the rest of the counting, even if you omit it as a yachid, but you, the count of the tzibur counts for you because you join them in the first day. I think he has that svara later, but I remember him saying that. And this piece of story changed it.
Right, that's not what he's saying. Yeah.
No, it's not what he's saying.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
How do you know according to Asad you're going? It's not one mitzvah, and just like. In terms of the counting, you can get to 49, create the whole unit of 49 days, even though you skip days in the middle because you start day one. So maybe the whole kiyum is the whole amount of 49 days. I guess like the first way we went, who's to say whether Rav Sadia holds it separate mitzvahs or it's one big mitzvah?
You mean, how does he know that Rav Sadia?
Yeah, I understand for the Baha because of the problem with the Bracha. But Rav Sadia, once you think Rav Sadia holds it's a good Maisa Mitzvah, even though you skip days in the middle, maybe he holds the Kiyum is the entire whole. Well, what evidence is there to say that he holds it separate from Rav Sadia?
He holds it at the Chelkei Mitzvah, and you have to have all of them. So how do you have all of them if you miss?
Well, I'm saying it's not Chelkei Mitzvah. It's you have to get to the whole 49. You have to create the whole entity of 49 days. And you can create it, even though you skip days in the middle.
Yeah, but he doesn't know from that far at all. That was my far. He doesn't seem to know from that at all. He never mentions that.
Okay. So according to your far, there, Rav Sadia going is fine. You can say he holds as one mitzvah. It's just that in terms of the mitzvah, you don't have to be, you don't have to get every day. You can still get 49 days. Either way, you have to say it for
a Sadugan. No, but of course, how are you going to explain, according to a Sadugan, that he got to 49?
So long as you stay on day one, and then you got day 15 and day 49, that's considered counting to 49. Because you had that reference point to day one.
You had day one, and then you had day 49. So how do you have all the middle ones?
You don't need all the middle ones. You have to get to 40 to get to the whole. The entity as a whole is 49 days, and you have to count up to 49, and this is considered good counting.
How do you count to 49 just quickly because you got the first?
I mean, I don't know, but whatever, he accepts that. That's, you're going to say that one way or another, he's going to say that.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem to make sense.
Fair enough. I hear that. I'm just saying. I hear that point. I'm just saying, I still don't see why you have to say one way or the other of Sadia, whether it's separate mitzvahs or one big mitzvah. I don't see why it's compelling one way or the other, according to him.
I guess he feels that if you say it's a separate mitzvah, at least you can explain how you could count 49 without counting the in-between ones.
Somehow it's more reasonable if it's not actually one big mitzvah.
Right.
Okay, I can see that. We have to explain it, but I can see that if it's possible.
Right. Yes, I was thinking, the only thing I think he can mean is that Tamimos means a reference to the ordinal system. In other words, there's a cardinal system and an ordinal system. In the cardinal system, one is 1, 2 is 2, 3 is 3. In the ordinal, it's 1 through 3. So maybe he's learning to mimos means it has to be a reference in the Maisa Sphira, has to be a reference to the ordinal system. In that sense, it's mimos. Because it's taking 49 as an ordinal entity. In other words, the quality of ordinal pervades the entire count. In that sense, it's one. In that sense, it's tmimos.
I don't understand the difference between the cardinal and the ordinal.
You don't understand it?
No.
Well, how can I help you?
I don't know. It sounds like it's the same. You say 1 is 1, 2, 2, 3 is 3. And how is it distinguished from 1, 2, 3?
Ordinal means if I have 10 numbers and I say that they're part of an ordinal system. So it means that the 10 are unified with the fact that it must be a count from 1 through 10. And 1 through 10 is 1 through 1 concept.
Okay.
The cardinal means that each one is a separate unit. They're not tied together.
And the relationship to each other is what?
It's nothing. I mean, they're just a different identity.
And Marshall, cardinal is how much of something you have. I could have 1 of something, 5 of something. Ordinal is a list of things. They're all dependent on each other.
That's right. That's
where the order is essential.
Excuse me?
Just where the order is essential. It's an essential component. It's an essential aspect of the set.
That's correct.
So, well, you could practically you still have to have the same Misa in the cardinal.
No, it's a conceptual difference. Here, somebody did say it good. Who was it? One of you guys. And in cardinal.
Go ahead. It's David. I was just reading. I was actually just looking this up online. a cardinal number is how many of something there are. You have to have 1 thing, 3 things, 5 things. But an ordinal number is a position of something in a list. The first, the second, the third, fourth, fifth, etc.
I see.
I think that's what he means by tmimos. Well, that's what the Rav thinks he means. But in tmimos, you have an ordinal system. So that's why it pervades the entire 49. In that sense, it's tmimos. But not in the sense that you need all the chalkei ha-mitzvah.
But even though he's saying it's separate mitzvahs?
Yep. Maybe separate mitzvahs. But there has to be the thread of ordinal going through them.
And if you missed 1 day, you could still have ordinal?
No. You can't have 1 for the first, second, third, fifth, eighth. That's not ordinal.
Well, vis-a-vis, let's say you did 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you skipped day 5. So vis-a-vis 1, 2, 3, 4, those are ordinal.
That's right, but you need 49. Tmimos. You need 49 ordinal.
I got you.
It's a very, very abstract point.
I feel better.
Rebbe?
Yes.
What is he taking out of Rav Sadia going that the whole ordinal system begins with the Yom Rishon?
No. Well, that's true, of course, but that, we didn't get to that sort of Sadyugayan.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think. In other words, you're saying this concept on the Bahag in his own right, or I thought you were saying it once it was illustrated by what he brought out by Rav Sadyugayan?
I'll get to Rav Sadyugayan in a minute.
Oh, Okay.
But that, I think, is his concept. It's a very, very abstract idea. And it's, to me, most in the sense that there's like a red thread of ordinal that runs through them, ties them together, unifies them. It's a very abstract idea of Tmimos. Now, how would you interpret Rav Sajigarian? In order to bring it in line with the theory of
Bahag.
The Bahag, right.
Well, the order is totally essentially on having a commencing point. You can't talk about it otherwise.
So why does the Bahag call differently? You're not bringing out the Svara of Rav Sajigarian.
Rabbi?
Yep.
Can you say that according to Rav Sajigarian, the Maisa Sphera here is really one of calculation? And so as long as you have a beginning and an end, anytime you can calculate where you are in the ordinal system. But if you miss the beginning, then the whole ordinal system doesn't exist.
Well, let me just say that the Rav Sajigarian seems to hold that when you say the first day, what you're doing is you're being koveya, the system of the ordinal to 40 through 49. Because he's saying today is the first day of a series of 49. So you're being koveya, a series with the first day. And since you're being koveya a series, so you see that the quality that he needs is ordinal. And that's the quality of Tmimos of the Bahag. But does Rav Sajigarian hold you need for the 49th also? I don't remember.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Maybe I can bring a proof to your svara, because when you end the count, you always end at Bet Omer, right? That these are the number of the days and the weeks in the Omer. And the Omer refers to a complete set of 49. So that's exactly what you say.
Right, right. You mean in Bahomer.
Correct.
In the series of the
Omer. Right, correct.
That's a good rhyme. Maybe that's the machlokas. If you say Lomer or Bahomer.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, it could be.
But I don't know what lit means.
Lit means two. To the mitzvah of counting.
So does bit mean to? In.
Bit means in. In.
So the difference between two and in?
So two could mean to the mitzvah of counting. In means in the series.
Okay, so then it's a good raya.
I think linguistically, I mean, I'm not a philologist, but I think that linguistically, you could argue that. But at any rate, I think that he's right, that there is a raya from Rav Sadia to the Bahag, that they both make use of the concept of series, and series is a concept of ordinal. So ordinal is the concept of Tmimos.
But logically, couldn't couldn't you also maintain that on the first day you koveya the system of sum of parts also? Why logically must you say the ordinal idea from Rav Sadia Gaon? I don't see that. Why couldn't you have it the other way also?
Without, what do you mean the other way?
That it's sum of parts. It's not in the cardinal system.
How does he set up a cardinal system with the first day?
Because that's when the cardinal system is being established.
Once you say that, you're saying it's an ordinal system.
No. Why can't I say it's a sum of parts? One does not have to follow, per se, another, but it's a sum of parts, and I have to have 49 parts.
But you can't be koveya on the first day unless, say, the first of the series. Otherwise, it stops dead on the first. If it's cardinal, you can't go beyond the first. The only way you can get to the other ones is the ordinal.
I'm missing the logics of it.
I'm trying to think how I could explain it better. In other words, ordinal means in order. So if I say one is as the first of an order, so I'm including beyond the one. But if I say cardinal, then I can't go beyond the one. I have one apple, that's it. Doesn't even have 49 more apples.
The second day is a duplicate of the second. The second day is a duplicate of the first. So what's the uniqueness of the first?
Well, I don't get it. What?
The only way you can, like you say, establish a count is if the first one is unique, and it's only going to be unique because it's the beginning of a count. It's going to be unique relative to the second.
Mark, it's not an idea of uniqueness. It's an idea of a relationship. In the ordinal system, there's a series, the first, the second, the third. In the cardinal system, there's no relationship between the numbers. On the first day, I have one day. And the next night, it's something new. I have 2 days. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So under a cardinal framework, it would not make sense to say that I only need the first night. That's the only one that's ma'akev. It only makes sense since if you're setting up an ordinal system.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's a very abstract idea. I see why the Rav switched from the first year. Because this concept is a beautiful concept. Yeah, it's very, very abstract, but I think it's true. That's the idea of Tmimos. Tmimos merely means that they're all related. In that sense, it's Tmimos. And the only way they could be related is if it's an ordinal system. Yeah, who was the one that looked up? You looked it up on the internet? The cardinal and the ordinal?
Yeah.
What?
Yes, it did.
Very good.
Yeah, I just Googled what is ordinal and cardinal. It was one of the first links that came up.
Really?
Yep.
But they didn't mention the Bahag. Or Sadhguru.
They mentioned the Hare Kedem, though.
So that's what Tumim means now. It's aiming towards a complete series.
What's that?
So that's what the word Tumim means here, that it's aiming towards a complete series.
No, I don't think that. You don't need to say that. You shouldn't say that.
No?
You're messing it up.
You're going back to the old way of looking at it.
Right. Yeah, okay. Maybe we'll stop here and Lee Nader will continue tomorrow.